through scripture by scripture. And today we are going to continue where we stopped last time. Last time we went through Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8. And I kind of went through an overview of Ephesians. And today we are going to continue in that. And as Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 says that, which Ephesians 2:8 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." So today what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you the significance of this scripture. And conversion is a work of God. By the power of God, we are delivered from the wrath of God. So we are saved by grace alone. The grace in context here is God's unmerited favor in salvation. That means God's undeserved favor. That means it's from the superior to the inferior. That means it's God's divine grace to man. God is superior, inferior is man. Now, it is different than justice and mercy. Now, what is justice? Justice is getting what we deserve. And mercy is not getting what we deserve. And grace is getting what we do not deserve. Salvation by grace is which we do not deserve. Grace is God's love and kindness that is manifested in Christ Jesus. We receive that great blessing from Jesus through the work of Christ Jesus and the redemption, the redemption that came through Jesus Christ. Now, grace rules out all human work and all human merit. Grace is God given because it is given because he who he is and not because who we are. So it's very clear that by grace we have been saved. Now, it is once we understand the word grace and we know there are no works involved in grace, and a lot of Christians believe that, the problem comes in here when it says, "For by grace you are saved through faith." It is very important to understand the word faith has a very broad meaning in scripture. But what we are going to do is we have to stick to this scripture and to this our subject. When the scripture says that by grace you have been saved through faith, many believe that faith is a feeling. You know, I feel that I'm saved. And there are a lot of people who doesn't even believe in the deity of Christ, who doesn't believe in the resurrection of Christ, who doesn't believe in the very important doctrines in the Bible. But still, they say that they have a gut feeling. They say they are Christians because they have a gut feeling that they are saved. And a lot of people say, the faith is kind of type of a feeling that I go through. I don't know whether you remember, there was a man who was very popular in the Christian circle. His name was Norman Vincent Peale. He wrote a best-selling book. The name of the book was The Power of Positive Thinking. That means, according to him, there's a spiritual power that is in man. Which he's really saying is there's a self-confidence in man. Although he took many scriptures out of context, his teachings have been embraced by many churches. And if you see the history, this is really Pelagianism being resurrected and the teachings of Charles Finney. And so that's the kind of concept that people have as a positive way of thinking. You know, positive thinking, positive way of looking at stuff, and there's a faith that is in you, and you will feel that faith. Now, although there are many Christians who believe in grace, and they say that we are saved by grace alone, then they make of faith a work. As they see in the scripture, as you see in the scripture, by grace you are saved through faith. As I said, this is the problem a lot of evangelical church run into. We are speaking of a saving faith. Is this faith comes from man or from God? That is the question that you need to answer. Is this faith comes from man or from God? By grace you have been saved through faith. Now, let us see in context the book of Ephesians we have studied before. Remember, we were dead spiritually, we were dead towards God, but we were alive in sin. It was God who made us spiritually alive. So regeneration or the new birth comes from God. There's nothing that we did to save ourselves when we was dead spiritually. We saw that in Ephesians chapter 2:1, and you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. And Ephesians chapter 2 verse 5 says, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive with Christ. So, naturally, spiritually dead do not have faith. And if you turn with me to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 3, 2 Thessalonians 3, Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 2 says, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for not all have faith. So everybody do not have faith. And also 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14 says, 1 Corinthians 2:14, natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. The reason why the natural man cannot understand the things of God is because he is spiritually dead. Now, Ephesians 2:8 does not end when it says, by grace you are saved through faith. If you read it, it says here, but continues with the word and. By grace you are saved through faith, and that is not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Now, faith, I want to emphasize this, that faith doesn't come from within us. Faith is a gift of God. That means faith is not a work. This faith comes from God. We are saved by grace through faith, and it is not by ourselves. So that means there is no room left for us to boast saying that it is by faith that I became a Christian. Because verse 9 says, not of works, lest any man should boast. So it's very clear here. So grace is not a work, and saving faith is not a work. Romans chapter 11 verse 6 is very clear. Romans 11 6, as we take scriptures in context along with this passage, Romans 11, 6, Apostle Paul said, and if by grace, then it is no longer of works. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace. But if it is works, it is no longer grace. Otherwise, works is no longer work. So either it is by works or by grace. If it is grace, then there is no works. Simple as that. Now, faith is, now what is faith here? What does it mean by grace you have been saved through faith? Faith is the instrument or the channel which the grace of God comes to us. Faith is the means and the instrument or the channel that the Word of God comes to us. This faith is not produced by man's will or by man's power. It is the free gift of God. Robert Murray McShane, who lived in 1800s, said the following: when a man chooses an apple of a tree, he generally chooses the ripest, the one that promises best. It is not so with God in choosing the soul he saves. He does not choose those that has sinned least, those that are most willing to be saved. No, he often chooses the vilest of men to the praise of the glory of his grace. Then he goes on, this is proved by the instances given in the Bible of brands plucked out of the burning, that God did not choose Manasseh, who caused his children to pass through the fire, set a carved image in the house of God, and filled Jerusalem with the blood of the holy men, while many of his deluded people who had sinned far less perished. 2 Chronicles 30:33. Why did God save Zacchaeus, the swindler, the chief of the publicans? Why did God, also I can add into that and say, why did God choose Paul? Why did Jesus tell the Pharisees, the publicans, and the harlots that they will go into the kingdom of God before you? Why did Jesus enter into the pearly gates of paradise with a poor thief who had never done anything but sin up to the last hour? Why did he leave the other thief, who was no worse than his fellow, hell deserving, to sink into perdition with an arm's length of an almighty Savior? All these things happen unto them for examples to show us that God saves according to the good pleasure of his will, not of our goodness, but to show his own free, adorable, free grace. Now, there's an interesting story that I'm going to say. Have you ever heard two pastors preaching from the same pulpit for the same sermon? It happened. It happened in an accidental way. It's an interesting story. When Spurgeon was young in his ministry, he was invited to preach in a country town. Spurgeon was very punctual when it came to his appointments. But because of railway delays, he took the train, and there was a breakdown of the train. He reached the place of worship late. And when he came late, the worship was already in progress. When he neared the chapel, he saw someone from the pulpit preaching already. And to his amazement, when he looked, it was his grandfather who was preaching. But when he saw his grandson coming, the grandfather said, "Here comes my grandson."